This is an All Ears English bonus. Dog shelters, distancing, and dynamic vocabulary. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get the update on everything that's new at All Ears English and with the app. Plus, hear about Lindsay's trip to the dog shelter and why dog rescues are such a huge part of American culture. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing over there in Portland?
I'm doing great. My dog is sort of spazzing out behind me with one of his rope toys. Dogs are such spazzes. That's a great word. It's not a great word to teach. It's not bad anymore. Spaz is just like crazy, crazy, just like really weird behavior kind of, but in a good way.
Yeah, just all over the place, off the wall, insane behavior. Exactly. I love that. Our listeners need to know these niche phrases, you know, these phrases that are just different and more interesting than normal phrases, like just saying crazy, right? You can say something else.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, like we don't talk boring. Native speakers just use slang and like funny words all the time, right?
Yeah.
That's why you can't understand like 100% of a movie, you know? Like you can get yourself to maybe 60 or 70%. And that gap, that other 30%, that's this like really native slang and vocab and stuff.
Yeah, you got it. And if you're taking the IELTS exam, which by the way, if you guys are, you have to go over and subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast because we're over there 3 days a week and we'll show you how to get that 7 or higher. But that is how you do it, right? You stand out from the other students. Yeah,
exactly. And this app, I mean, our app is for everybody learning English. And I love how it's connected to every English goal, literally every English goal you can approach through this app. I mean, even our test prep students, our IELTS students, they are learning phrases on this app that will help them to that 7 or higher for vocab and speaking. You know, it's incredible.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Guys, Ed, we want to take today just for a quick bonus to update you guys on what's going on. You know, we're working together as a community to get to our goals, our big share goals, our app review goals, and our goal of getting your feedback to know what to add into the app next, guys. So where should we start today, Jessica? What should we talk about?
First, we need to give a huge shout out to Massimo,
who
sent us notification of his big share. Remember, guys, if you can share our app with an online community of 100 people or more, 100 to a million people, then that qualifies as a big share, right? So Massimo, thank you so much. You shared our app on LinkedIn, so thank you. That is awesome.
Yeah, thank you to Massimo. See, Massimo was in the summer program in August back in Boston, and he also has been helping me with some suggestions for the app updates, right? He sent me lots of ideas and presentations and all kinds of good things that we've been working together.
Oh my gosh,
amazing,
I love it.
Amazing member of our community. And guys, we love it. I've also been getting a couple of emails from our listeners adding suggestions and ideas for features. So send your feature ideas to, everybody's getting in on this project here, Jessica. It's so cool.
I love it. You guys, this is so dynamic. This is what learning is today, right?
Yes.
Working together, not just receiving information, but putting information out there. I mean, just the fact that people are communicating with us in English with original ideas, right? Like, that's fluency. That is pushing yourself forward in English.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And so if you guys are using the app and you have an idea, a feature you want to see, whether it's now or whether it's something we implement later in the year, go over to lindsay@allearsenglish.com, send me an email and just tell me your feature. I'm just going to take your suggestion and put it right into our large document of suggestions. And that is what we go back to.
Our large document.
Large document.
That's the technical term. It's a large document. But also, like, we've had tons of reviews so far, you guys. We're up to drum roll. That doesn't sound like a drum roll at all. Like, why do we make that noise for
it's
drum
terrible.
Roll? Anyway. You guys know what a drum roll sounds like. Okay, so 903 reviews today,
amazing.
Like as of now.
Amazing. And I know that some of you guys have been having trouble leaving a rating and review from inside the app. That is a small bug that we have. But if you can still leave a review if you go to the App Store, okay? Go over to the App Store, go to All Ears English Listening, get to the page of the app and leave the review from inside there. You can do that,
perfect.
Guys. Okay.
That's awesome.
All right.
So these videos that we're talking about to help with vocabulary. Now Ozzy's going to share his vocabulary. what has been going on in there? What's been up in the bonus feed lately?
Oh my gosh, some very cool things. So last week I had a video up about something specific to say about your car, because we took a car trip up north into New Hampshire. So I was pumping gas and I just decided to turn on the video.
That's awesome.
But my favorite one that's not out yet, but will be released soon. Again, guys, remember these videos will come down after just a couple of days. So you want to always be checking back, and soon you will be getting notifications when we have new videos up. So look for that.
Perfect.
But yeah, that's the next thing we're going to have here. But I went to the dog shelter and just found some super cute dogs. And we taught you guys a very cool phrase, important phrase about what happens when you adopt a dog. Okay.
Oh, I love it. I seriously, like, everybody has their happy places. You know what I mean? Like, the place we go that always fills us with joy. Dog parks are one of my happy places. I just spend the whole time just giggling. Because like we said earlier, dogs are spazzes. They're weird. They just play with each other in odd ways. They all have their own personalities, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that. And you rescued Ozzy, right? He was a rescue dog, wasn't he?
He was. That is, I think, one reason why he's such a spaz. He is so nuts. Yeah. We got him from a shelter, over 2 years ago now. And I was just looking at pictures the other day of James and I at the shelter, like meeting him for the first time.
And
it just like warmed my heart all over again.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
How did you know that he was the one for you? Did you just like get a feeling right away when you walked over to his cage, or how did you guys choose Ozzy?
You know what? Like destiny. It was destiny. Yeah. As soon we went there to look at a different dog, and then the guy was like, I'm not so sure if this is a good family dog, right? Because you never know with rescue dogs, and they can't guarantee they'll be good around kids, you know?
Exactly.
So he's like, but this other dog just came in a couple days ago. Do you want to meet him? And we're like, sure. So we waited in the little, like the outside area, the fenced in area, and he brought Ozzy out, and Ozzy just went up to James immediately, and James put his hand on Ozzy's back, and they just like walked around, just like touching each other.
That's awesome.
It was so awesome.
And then
he just like came right to us, you know, like he was so excited to be with us like immediately. So yeah,
this is something I love about our culture. I mean, I think this happens in some cultures and maybe not others as much. This concept of rescue dogs and dog shelters, animal shelters, you know, our first two cats we also rescued from the animal shelter. It's very common, right? To go to an animal shelter to adopt a dog. And, you know, that's something that we're going to talk about a bit more in this bonus video. But I love this. I feel like we could do a whole nother episode on this topic, Jessica.
Oh, totally. I'd love to talk about dogs.
Yeah. Oh, so
but
great.
Yeah, like pretty much like seriously, everyone I meet with the dog, which is a lot of people in Portland, they're all rescue dogs. Everybody gets their dogs at shelters. They come up from California, Mexico, Hawaii. We get lots of dogs from Hawaii for some reason.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but they're all rescue dogs.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. So we won't say anything more about it today. Maybe we will do another episode on it at some point on All Ears English. But guys, look for that bonus video. There's a video of me in the rescue shelter with a little cat behind my head kind of bouncing around. It's fun.
Oh, cute.
It's a really fun video. It's only going to be up for a couple of days. And I'm not going to tell you guys when it's going up. You'll have to keep checking back. Look for notifications. That should be a new feature coming out soon in the app. All right, guys.
Awesome.
But Jessica, before we move on to talk about one other new cool thing inside the app, I want to just go back and mention some of our reviewers, because we did say that we would yell out people's names. I know this is always a disaster when I do this, but I do want to make sure.
It is highly entertaining. Just go for it.
Just go for it. All right. So thank you to Vinny RP, David, J. F., Jose Luis Aregui, Claire Chang, Anan from Yemen, April Shu, Michael Lave, Denise 7023, someone in Japan. I'm sorry, my kanji is not up to speed, but we need to work on that, Jessica, because we're going to Japan.
Going to Tokyo!
Ara Hype, Gustavo Mireles, Love 522, Emmeline 02, and I think that's where we left off last time. So guys, if you want your name announced on the show, we do our best to announce all our reviewers. And remember, we do have a review goal of 1,200 reviews by this Thursday, by the 15th, right? Was that our date? Today is the 12th. So can we get 300 reviews in the next few days? I think we can do it. Do you think?
We can totally do it, you guys.
We can meet this goal.
We can do it, guys. Work together. It just takes a minute, guys. Go into the App Store, leave a review.
You got it. You got it, guys. Leave that review for us. We read them. We read them every day, and we really, really appreciate your reviews. But before we finish up today, Jessica, there's one new very cool feature inside the app that we want to talk about.
Oh, so is that about Luke from Luke's English podcast?
Yeah.
So he was on the show.
He was.
You can listen to this in the app. He's going to talk about distancing language as well as politics. These are tough topics to discuss, guys. This is a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, it's so cool. So Luke has been on our show two or three times over the years. And I know that we share a lot of listeners. A lot of our listeners listen to Luke's show and vice versa. So you guys might know Luke. If you don't know his podcast, go over and check it out. He does a great job over there.
Yeah.
All right. At Luke's English podcast. But he came on and his episode will be in the bonus feed of the app.
Cool.
So only available exclusively inside the app. And don't worry, guys, if you're getting the Android version, these episodes in the bonus should be available available when we finally get the Android. So it's not like you're going to miss these ones, right? And you will be able to see them when you do get your Android app. That's coming down the road. So anyways, Luke came on the show and he talked about how to use distancing language when you talk about politics, Jessica.
That is tough, man. Ooh. Yeah. It's so contentious. That's such a great word. It's so contentious today, guys. And it's, you don't want to just, you can't change somebody's mind, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just have to politely withdraw from expressing your opinion.
Yeah. It was funny when we talked, we just did the interview on Friday and he had a lot of suggestions about how to deal with it when we're, for example, having dinner or lunch with people we're doing a business deal with, right?
Oh.
And maybe politics comes on the TV or comes up in conversation. He talked about how we want to be careful what we say. We shouldn't assume that everyone agrees, thinks the same.
Yes.
But I've struggled with this in the last year just because of what's gone on in our government.
Yeah.
I've really struggled with using distancing language because, but it's a double-edged sword. It's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky.
Oh, super tricky. I know. I've totally made that mistake.
Yeah.
I've totally assumed, especially because our communities, right? And
yes.
And the areas we live in. I do assume that everybody is as liberal as I am.
Right.
I've definitely put my foot in my mouth a few times.
Oh my God. It's true. It's true. And so Luke has the answer for us. He has some really cool phrases on how to kind of distance yourself from what you're saying.
Interesting.
And you guys are going to have to go over there and check out that bonus episode if you have the iOS app, guys. All right. So we want to call you over there to check out that bonus. So cool. So
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, so useful. I need to listen to that as well.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I was thinking maybe we're pretty outspoken on this show. I mean, I have mixed feelings about it because I think it's important sometimes to be opinionated. It's important to say what we think because if no one ever says what they think, then nothing gets done. Nobody understands issues on a deeper level. Like I think,
and it's,
you know,
it's important to stand strong yourself and to know that it's okay to disagree. It's not like you're not going to dislike the other person because they disagree with you, but it's about opening the conversation, right? So I love that the distancing language exists and it is necessary, especially in business. But I think in personal spheres, I think it's that balance is really tough to have sometimes, but I would definitely prefer to like have confidence in myself and my opinions, but still be respectful at the same time, right? Instead of like pretending I don't have an opinion.
Yeah, I think that's the key for our listeners here. And that's why you guys listen to this show. You guys are at the level where you're ready to be able to kind of be on, take both approaches, right? When you're around your friends or people you know, maybe you're able to be fully opinionated, fully yourself, say what you think. And when you are in the middle of a business dinner or something like that, you're able to kind of use that distancing language. So that's why you guys are listening, so you can move to that next level and we can give you guys that, especially if you go grab this bonus episode. So cool.
Awesome. Very useful.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, if you have not gotten the app, which I think is crazy by now, if you have not downloaded the app, go to allearsenglish.com/app. You could start at allearsenglish.com/app. You could sign up there and then we'll redirect you to the app store. Okay.
Perfect.
Very cool.
And then leave a review.
Yeah. Leave a review. Let's get to 1200 by the 15th. Let's do it, guys.
Awesome.
All right. We're out of here for today, Jessica. Thanks for hanging.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay. Bye.
Take care. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.